I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to Five to Thrive with Soda Pop Love, an HD Smartcast original. I'm Shraddha, a fashion and lifestyle blogger looking to help you live your best life. From fashion and skincare to physical fitness and mental health, in each episode, I will introduce you to five things you can do to thrive in your life. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hello, it's the season 2 finale, and what a roller coaster it's been. Personally and professionally, there have been so many changes that have come about in my life that I have barely been able to keep track. This season kind of took a reflective and philosophical tone because of coronavirus and all the upheaval caused by it, not only all over the world, but personally in my life. But we did manage to have some fun along the way. So whether it was me talking about my test with coronavirus and reading you the news of the week, because nobody seemed to be talking about all the things that were going on in the world, I also talked about my experience with matchmaking. And how to be a better ally to the queer community. And to take a turn towards the professional side of things, I also shared easy ways for you to make money online and offline, and some easy tips on how to grow your Instagram based off of my experience. So basically, lots of awesomeness rolled into one amazing season 2, and a little bit for everyone. Now, keeping with the trend of the season, I'm going to share with you some best mindset practices so that you can build towards your success. This, of course, is piggybacking off of last week's episode about fashion, where I talked about how what you wear affects your mindset. So, a little backstory, with the COVID lockdown, all of our mental health took a major hit. People coped with resting, reading, setting fitness goals, or binging on Netflix. I coped with taking course after course after course to build myself and my knowledge. From finance to filmmaking to personal branding to business, I decided that productivity was my way to up-level and quantum leap my way to my dreams. Now, obviously, I crashed and burned at some point, and my anxiety got the better of me. I was unable to even get out of bed for a good 3-4 days. And with both my parents coming down with the coronavirus, that did not help matters at all. It made me realize the lack of stability in life and the lack of permanence. And it became a priority for me to stop doing things that gave me no joy and instead to build on things that did. I wanted a life of no regrets. So I took the plunge and became an overnight CEO. But soon I faltered and self-doubt and overwhelm took over. And that's when I realized how important it is to have a healthy mindset that is primed for success. Now, what that means, and I didn't know for a long time, that's why I'm sharing with you. What having a successful mindset means is that when things don't go your way, your mind will prop you up and keep you going. And when things do go your way, you're expecting it. So self-doubt and overwhelm don't take over. Now, before I dive into the points, I want to share two disclaimers. The first disclaimer, not everyone believes in the power of the mindset. A lot of people think it's nonsense and fluff in the air. I disagree. I think my mind is an important tool, and I can train it to be on my side and believe in me and my vision. Or it can work against me with negativity and hold me back from taking action, from taking chances, and from moving forward. Second disclaimer, I'm just sharing my learnings with you. I am in no way an expert in the field, nor have I mastered my mindset. I'm a learner and I love sharing what I have learned, and that is what I'm doing over here. Okay, so with that out of the way, let's dive in. First is to use affirmations and visualization. Now, I completely understand that these sound very up in the air, but it's like a mantra. An affirmation is positive things that you say about yourself, even if you don't believe it. Because if you keep on repeating it over and over again, your brain will tune into the idea and at some point it will start believing it. So if I keep saying to myself, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I've got this, this is easy, my brain will eventually start to believe in it. And visualization is imagining what you want to be, where you want to be, and who you want to be, what you want your life to look like. In case you've heard of people making vision boards, this is what basically they're doing, is that they're imagining the life and they're bringing it in front of their eyes over and over and over again so that their brain is trained to know that, yes, this is what I'm working towards. Kind of like the New Year's resolution, except that you do it every single day. Imagine if you told yourself your New Year's resolution every single day. At some point, you would take action, right? Rather than just forgetting about it after the first week of January. Second, show up as who you want to be. Now, this is an extension of the visualization, but it's actually bringing it into action. And piggybacking off of last week's episode, where I talked about how fashion and how you dress affects the way you feel, this is basically where it comes into play. When you start to dress, act, behave, inculcate habits into your life that you want your future self to have, you want your future life to be as, your brain starts to believe that it's true. If it believes one part of a vision and it sees that part coming true, it scrambles to make the rest of it happen. As you step into the person that you want to be and that you're meant to be, your confidence rises, you stop doubting yourself because your brain can see it happening. It's transforming. Third is have a success list. And I have a business coach and I spoke to her just this morning about mindset. And this is what she told me to do. Basically, make a list of all the things that you're good at, why you're good at those things, and all the people who have validated who think that you're amazing at what you do. Keep that list and every time you start to feel low or down, refer to it. Go back to it over and over again, even if it's every day. Go ahead and do that for yourself because if you don't believe in you, then who is going to believe in you? Fourth is having a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. Now, this I'm reading about in a book by Carol S. Dweck called Mindset, where she talks about how all the mindsets of all the people in the world can be divided into two basic categories, which are the growth mindset and the fixed mindset. A fixed mindset is someone who believes that they are talented from birth and if they fail, then that's it. There's no going beyond that. Every test that they come across, every failure that they come across, every single thing is a way of proving themselves and proving how good they are, how intelligent they are, how smart they are, how talented they are. Whereas a growth mindset is someone who believes that despite failure, there is always room to improve. So things like intelligence can be improved. Things like understanding of a particular field. Like all my life, I have kept saying that I'm bad at maths, I'm bad at finances, but here I am. I started a business and I'm having to look at finances. Now, both these mindsets, of course, are interchangeable. You can switch from one mindset to the other. But having a growth mindset is a lot more advantageous because it doesn't put you in a box. You can grow from it. Wherever you are, you can grow and expand and build on your abilities to become better and better and better. Most sportsmen, especially the greatest sportsmen, are the ones with the growth mindset who don't let failure put them down. So take some time to sit with yourself and look within and see how you react to the last time that you failed or the last time someone criticized you. If you take it in your stride and you're like, okay, I will work harder, I will do better next time around, you're someone with a growth mindset. But if you think every time someone criticizes you, it's the end of the world, or you become really defensive, then maybe you have a fixed mindset and you would want to consider changing it or working on it so that you're not living with a sword hanging over your head that, okay, the next time someone says something to me, it'll be the end of my world. Fifth is forgiveness. Now, we all have had moments in our life where someone has just dismissed us and written us off for an idiot or for someone horrible. There's someone in our lives that we all have who hates us and who thinks that we are scum of the earth. many times it is our fault and many times it's not. And many of these situations live with us for the rest of our lives. Sometimes it's our parents, sometimes it's our friends, sometimes it's a boyfriend or girlfriend. Sometimes, you know, just a random person on the road who's having a bad day and decided to take it out on you. The way to move forward from that, and it is very important to move forward from that because that's when you grow out of a situation rather than being fixed in it. There are a lot of situations that I have gone through where I have made a fool of myself socially, or people have thought that I'm not capable of things that I'm doing today. And I have proven all of them wrong. But my brain does go back to those situations where I obsess over what happened and what I could have done differently or what I should have said in an argument. And I keep replaying it over and over and over again in my head. So during this lockdown, I learned that if you sit with yourself and you pull yourself back into that situation, you really feel all those emotions and then you talk to the other person in that situation. Of course, in your mind, you don't have to actually physically reach out to them. But in your mind, you forgive the other person in that situation. Or if you were the one at fault, forgive yourself. Just say, it's okay. I forgive you. I love you. And I move on from this. You let go of that situation. You feel so much lighter. It's actually a transformation that you go through once you do this a few times for different situations. Now, of course, a lot of these traumas have been with us since probably our childhood maybe or our teenage years. And because we are so conditioned over and over again to replaying these in our heads, in our minds, they're deeply ingrained in us. So don't think that you'll do this forgiveness exercise once and it'll be over. You'll need to keep going back to the situation. Every time it comes up, sit with yourself and do this forgiveness practice. And I promise you, you will feel so much lighter and better and open to new experiences. You'll let go of so many presumptions that other people have put on you or that you have put on yourself, and you'll be able to outgrow those. So try it and let me know how it goes. And that wraps up our 5 points and also the second season of 5 to Thrive. I hope you were entertained, educated, and informed. Now to keep up with me during the off season, you can follow me on my Instagram page at @soda.pop.love. That's a full stop. So @soda.pop.love. I'm on there every single day. So just reach out to me and say hi. And I will see you guys next time with a brand new season of 5 to Thrive. Ciao!
So that's it from me. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like the podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe to my show to stay up to date with all the upcoming episodes. There are some fun ones lined up. To listen to more interesting podcasts about various topics, do log on to hdsmartcast.com. And you can also share your thoughts and suggestions about today's episode on Instagram @soda.pop.love and Twitter @soda_pop_love or @hdsmartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Bye.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.